wrapped up, how good does that feel to finally have your first stanza placing bow tie?
Sorry, the last bit?
Nice little bow tie.
Oh, sorry. I think we wanted to win the game, especially responding after the game we had against Forge. And, you know, in moments of Saturday's game, we probably played better than moments in today's game. But football's about results. We're in a results industry. And we've come away from home against a team that's, you know, starting to find their form. They haven't conceded goals here. We've scored two. What pleased me, he's hit an absolute worldie, another cracker. And then Boucher's hit a well-worked set play. And they're the difference makers. It gives us a bit of insurance. And, you know, we had to change things second half because, you know, Jimmy's team coming out and playing. But these guys can win in all stages of the game. When they need to defend, they defend. When they can attack, they're ruthless. And it's great to get it done. Pressure's off now, and you know, we can work on things on how we can be better.
Coming off of Saturday's game, where, you know, the narrative could have been that you guys won that mm-hmm. spring season by then, and then you come into this game where, you know, there's a chance for you to show some resilience and bounce back. How proud are you of your boys to just gotten on with the work and gotten the job done?
Oh, mentally, I mean, I said it in I think the post-match interview last time. I said one game doesn't define us. I said, but when you start, you know, counting up to about 10, you start to see who people really are. And, you know, I had no qualms about the way these guys are. We treated this like a cup final, and then, you know, when it's getting down to the last 10 or 15 minutes, it was backs against the walls. We just refused to lose, and that's it. And that's why we're in the position now where we've got 8 out of our 9 games, and we still have to go and finish a job against Pacific on Canada Day. And I think that becomes a really good way to see out the first part, because, as I said, it's not the end of anything. It's the beginning of something special that we're building.
Mason, I wonder if you could maybe weigh in on this. What's the mood like in the team now that you guys have sort of gotten that first part of your season out of the way? And what are you guys kind of setting internally as far as objectives and goals for you guys?
The mood's obviously really good. We've been looking forward to this game after Forge. We were actually quite happy with Forge. We thought we played quite well and deserved more, but that's soccer. And then here today, we get the job done. And honestly, it feels like we've had a few cup finals in a row, you know, just trying to, knowing that we just need to get over that line. And sometimes that doesn't translate into the best soccer. And, you know, you saw in the second half today, maybe it wasn't our best, but I think this team has so much character. And I think now that we have that spot in the final, we can even improve upon the actual soccer being played, which I know, and I think Tommy knows too, that this team has a lot more to give. So we're excited, but we're excited for the win, but we're also really looking forward to getting back to work and just improving our overall game and getting better every day.
And just one more for me, Dominic. Can you take me through your goal? I mean, it was a pretty wild one. What did, if I remember correctly, the top left corner? Can you take me through how you saw that one develop?
Oh, I just have the ball and I shoot like I did. Fortunately, it was a good goal, and that's it.
Just looking ahead to Monday, it is Canada Day. So what does that mean to you guys to be Canadian?
Are you asking me or Tommy?
Yeah.
Oh, for me, I think it's going to be a celebration for us. You know, we've now wrapped up the league. We're going to go to a beautiful place in Victoria, and another chance for us as players to show what we can do. Every time we step on that field, pull on the cavalry shirt, it's a chance to express ourselves and to fight for our city. So we'll do it now with knowing that we're the champions so far. And I think it's, you know, being a Canadian, it's Canada Day. It's just going to be a day of enjoyment, obviously. And then we'll try and get the win, make it even better.
Yeah, and I think for me, I'm an adopted Canadian. And, you know, I've lived here for almost 18 years. And, you know, it'll be a proud day. We always talked about the why behind the Canadian Premier League was to give Canadians an opportunity. And now you're seeing that from all sides as some quality players. And I think for us, you know, being able to celebrate and play with a little less pressure on your backs and enjoy the day, and wrap up the spring season with a good performance in, you know, a place which has a parliament building. So I think it's really poignant.
You brought in, at the second half, you brought in more defenders, mm-hmm. Even taking away from your forwards, not trying to break the record, because nobody scored more than 3 goals in this league so far. In the season.
We scored 3 against Edmonton.
But this was more important, I guess, to wrap up the title, was to be a bit more defensive. Almost like there were 6 defenders out there. Like,
We had to. It's a small pitch. So for us, you know, when we could see it wasn't connecting and we weren't getting forward, we said, right, okay, you know what, we'll let them have it there. And then we reduced them to, you know, playing long diagonal balls. So, you know, Joel Waterman is a very versatile player. Dom would have liked to have stayed on more, and as would the other players. But, you know, we've got to win football matches. So when you've got an opportunity to see it out away from home, we've won every single game away from home. That's some feat for these boys. So we know how to see it out, and you've seen the boys going into the corner, and Nico's and Boosh, and just, you know, slowing the clock down, you know, and that kills a game, and that's what wins titles.
Coach, now that you've booked your place in the final here with the spring season, do you think this puts more pressure on you now, or do you think this allows you to experiment with different lineups?
Do you know what? Pressure's a privilege, isn't it? And I think, you know, we talked about it before for all the guys. We're in a position because we said that's what we wanted to do from day one as pre-season camp, from all the conversations I had with all the guys from all over the place. We want to be a team that's competing for championships, whether it's the spring, fall, or the main one at the end. Now we've got one foot into it. We'll keep improving. You know, we're not taking the foot off our gas. There's areas where, you know, I'd like to be better as a group. The areas the players want to be better. And we'll keep going. So, there's no pressure off. It's just forward, onward. When do we get to play on it?
Good question.
Now, listen, for us, everything's about earning what you're right. So we've got one foot in it. We still, whoever faces us at the end, and I'm sure that you're seeing now that all these teams we're playing against, you know, it's not just going to be us and Forge running away from it. You know, everyone's starting to get their results together. So I think the full season will be interesting for everybody. We want to play in every single final possible. So if that means that, you know, we prepare, you know, we got the Whitecaps on July 10th. We want to beat them because we want to go and have the opportunity to go through there. But we got to work for it. We got to earn that right. You know, we want to go and play in the CONCACAF. We've got to earn that right. And to do that, it's going to take a lot of efforts from the guys. And we're going to be on the training ground and in the video room and just keep putting in the work in, because that's how we grow the game and that's how we improve as a club.
The final is, you knew you'd be in it, winning the spring, and that there would be a final, but that it would be a two-game series. I guess you can't plan. We'll have that second game and how cold it might be. Mm. But I guess Canada...
Well, in Calgary in particular, you've seen we played in snow and rain and sun. Yeah. We adapt and overcome, and I think that's what makes it the Canadian Premier League. You know, if snow comes here, you know, you see that in some of the NFL finals where there's snow in far reaches in Wisconsin when the Packers are playing and New England Patriots. That's what we're going to have here with the Canadian Premier League.
Smoke from forest fires,
if you're in the BC or in these areas. But yeah, look, it is what it is. I think you just have to embrace what this country brings. It brings travel, it brings different weather climates and great obstacles to overcome, and we're doing that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Is the trophy going to be in the locker room?
No trophy this year, sorry.
Yep.
Do you need the water?
Yes. Yes. Oh, yeah.